Manu Patra alerts dated the 28th of September 2018. Supreme Court upheld scheduled tribe status of Kuli community in Odisha and said earlier the president and later parliament while using the term Kulis only intended it to be used as plural for the word Kuli. Supreme Court has turned down the plea for probe by a special investigation team into the Bhim Koregaon case and said it's not a case of arrest for dissent. Supreme Court has allowed entry of women between the ages of 10 and 15 the Sabarimala temple in Kerala and observed that exclusionary practices violate right to worship. Supreme Court has asked the Delhi government to consider immediate release of funds to municipal bodies so that they could pay salaries to workers who have been on an indefinite strike since the 12th of September. Supreme Court has directed that no FIR be registered and no criminal complaint be entertained against actor Salman Khan in connection with the film Love Yatri, staying all existing FIRs and complaints. Supreme Court has set aside a Gujarat High Court order that dismissed Congress leader Amit Patel's application seeking dismissal of an election petition filed against him, has relegated the matter to the High Court. Supreme Court has called on the government to consider exploring advanced technology to aid the differently able gain functional access to the benefits of the Right to Information, RTI, Act, 2005. Supreme Court has dismissed a writ petition filed by a wife, who banking on the privacy judgment of the Constitution bench had contended that she is entitled to be left alone and cannot be subjected to a decree for restitution of conjugal rights. Delhi High Court has expressed surprise over the Debts Recovery Appellate Tribunal, DRAT, exercising SUOMOTU powers in public interest despite clear pronouncements of the Supreme Court that it has no such inherent power. Delhi High Court has asked the Municipal Corporation Authorities to pay over 27 lakh rupees as compensation to the parents of a 14-year-old boy electrocuted in a park in New Delhi in 2014. Bombay High Court has held that the service tax due but not actually collected from customers and not remitted to the central government cannot be disallowed under Section 43B of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Madras High Court has indicted the GM of Southern Railways for not providing minimum cleanliness to passengers and observed that at least a basic level of cleanliness to passengers should be ensured. CCI has imposed a penalty of 9,33,000 rupees upon SAOT SPA and SAOT Asia Pacific Diagnostic Private Limited, SAOT, for abusing dominant position in supplying dedicated standing tilting MRI machines. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi Bench has held that the Civil Services Institute, Dehradun is not liable to pay tax on the amount received from the Uttarakhand government.